Now, in Iran, authorities say they've captured a man they've been hunting for 5 years. He is the leader of a separatist group responsible for some of the bloodiest attacks on Iranian security forces. The group claims to be fighting for the rights of minority Sunni Muslims in a Shiite-dominated nation. Their leader is a mysterious figure who claims he's been working with the CIA. Here's NPR's Mike Schuster.
The man is Abdulmalik Righi. Righi is the leader of a group called Jandullah, which can be translated as Soldiers of God. Jandullah was formed about 7 years ago in the southeastern Iranian province of Sistan-Baluchistan, on the border with Pakistan. Many of Iran's minority Sunni Muslims live there, and Righi and Jandullah claim to be fighting against the discrimination that Sunnis suffer in predominantly Shiite Iran. Jandullah may have as many as 1,000 militants. Its first major action came 5 years ago in an attack on a motorcade carrying the newly elected president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. There have been many attacks since then, including a bombing last October that left 42 dead, among them 5 senior commanders of Iran's Revolutionary Guards. The group has beheaded some of its victims. The violence is not confined to Iranian officials, says Mohammed Sahimi, who writes for the website Tehran Bureau.
Many people, not just security and police people, but also common people that are going by daily lives have been killed. So the damage that they have been inflicting on the Iranian side has been quite substantial.
Abdulmalik Righi was seized by Iranian authorities on February 23rd. There are conflicting accounts of his arrest. Iranian television claimed he was traveling on a commercial flight from Dubai to the Central Asian state of Kyrgyzstan to meet with a senior American official. The Iranian government claims it forced the plane to land on Iranian territory. Most analysts do not find this story credible. Instead, it's believed that Pakistan's intelligence service handed Righi over to Iran. Righi used Pakistan as a base to stage his attacks against Iran. Soon after the arrest, Righi appeared on Iranian television, where he claimed he had a relationship with the CIA that continued after President Obama took office. He said the Americans offered him military equipment and a base near Iran. Righi seemed to be speaking off the cuff and did not appear to be reading a formal confession. His emphasis was on the claim that the U.S. and the CIA had come to rely on him and Jandullah, operating from Pakistan, to keep the pressure on Iran's government because it was not possible for the U.S. to take military action against Iran.
The CIA is very particular about me and is prepared to do anything because our government has reached the conclusion that there is nothing that we could, the Americans could do about Iran. Only I could take care of their operations for them.
Asked about Righi's confession, a spokesperson for the CIA said, claims coming out of Iran on this are nonsense. But some analysts who follow events in Iran closely find some of Righi's claims credible.
I find that assertion quite credible and not surprising at all.
Again, Tehran Bureau's Mohammed Sahimi.
There is very credible evidence that Jandullah has been supported by foreign intelligence agencies, including the CIA and perhaps Saudi Arabia.
Righi's claim is that American support continued after President Obama took office. But Nader Hashemi, an Iran analyst at the University of Denver, believes that's the propaganda line the government wants Iran's public to believe.
By claiming that Iran is under attack from external powers and that the Obama administration is not genuine in asking for a dialogue with Iran because it is still trying to subvert the regime by supporting terrorist elements from abroad. So the regime has taken maximum advantage of this opportunity to really deflect attention from the big crisis that it is facing, and that is the crisis within Iranian society in terms of the struggle for democracy.
Now that Righi has been arrested, it is not clear whether Jandullah will continue its attacks. Mike Schuster, NPR News.